This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, December 17th, 2019. 4 years ago, I put on my big boy pants and finally learned how to feed myself. Throughout my high school and college years, I was too lazy to pick up a fork on my own. Instead, I just played the disability card and relied on the sympathies of friends, family members, and acquaintances to put food in my mouth. If this is your first time reading my column, or listening, welcome. Please don't take anything I write too seriously. Alas, I wasn't faking it in those days. Thanks to my dysfunctional muscle-brain communication system, otherwise known as SMA, I lost a significant amount of upper body strength in my teenage years. Trust me, I derived no satisfaction from depending on others to feed me and hand me cups with sippy straws like I was a toddler. You can imagine the scene when I had a drink on my 21st birthday. However, my life was transformed in 2015 when I acquired my Jago robotic arm. Developed by Canova Robotics, this device makes other assistive technologies look like plastic toys. My parents and I first discovered the Jago earlier that year, after my mom came across information about it online. We then set up an appointment to test out a model with one of Canova's technicians, and we kept our hopes reasonably optimistic. At that point, I had tried other assistive devices to help me increase my independence, but none were successful. Yet, as soon as the Canova technician mounted the Jago arm to the side of my wheelchair, I knew this was it. It was love at first sight. As I operated the arm with my joystick on my chair, I felt a rush of energy surge through my veins. At that moment, I experienced more independence than I had in years. With the technician's guidance, I was able to use the arm to grab my phone, adjust my glasses, and feed myself a cracker. It was a liberating sensation. Plus, images of me as General Grievous from Star Wars flashed through my mind. As we left the appointment, we were determined to pursue getting a Jago for me. The only problem was the $50,000 price tag, and that my insurance wouldn't cover it at the time. Nevertheless, we all knew how life-changing this device would be for me. We decided crowdfunding was the best option and created a GoFundMe campaign the next day. I knew friends and family would be more than willing to help, but I had no idea how quickly word would spread about my mission. Within 24 hours, we had raised more than $1,000. People shared our page across social media, and we got a few businesses to do fundraising events as well. A post by my entertainment journalist friend went fairly viral, and even Patton Oswalt retweeted it. It took a few months to reach our fundraising goal, but it was well worth the wait. My mom's best friend teamed up with Canova for the ultimate Christmas surprise, delivering my arm to me on a bright Saturday morning in December. Once the arm connected to my chair, I knew that my life would never be the same. I was ready for my level of independence to skyrocket. Just like Tony Stark, when he returns home after 3 months in captivity in the first Iron Man movie, the first thing I asked for was an American cheeseburger. For the first time in years, I put a greasy sandwich into my mouth without anyone's help. I named my robotic arm Otto, in reference to the Spider-Man nemesis Otto Octavius, or Doc Ock. This inspired the photo below. Life before my Jago is hard to imagine at this point. Since acquiring it, I've used it to swing lightsabers, show off my dance moves at weddings, and impress people at Comic-Cons. You know, important matters. For people like me, assistive technologies are game changers. Without Otto, my daily life would be much more difficult. Whereas I was once reminded constantly about my physical limitations, now I have my own technological superpower. To all of my readers and listeners, thank you for putting up with my adolescent humor and endless pop culture references. I'll see you all next year. Happy holidays. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and blogger. As I'm preparing for my 10th or is it 11th Spinraza injection, I can't help but think back. I remember when I first learned about the treatment. For the next 9 months, I anticipated how it would change my life. Although I was excited, I had to try and keep my expectations in check. After all, not much info was available for adults. Still, I knew it was going to be something revolutionary. Not everyone has the opportunity to have access to Spinraza. Fortunately, there are other treatments in development, like Risdiplam. For those who are awaiting these new treatments, I can imagine the anticipation they feel. I've been in their shoes. Kayla writes about this topic in her most recent column, Pondering the Possibilities of the Future. Please check it out under the Columns tab at smanewstoday.com. Although there are still a lot of unknowns, new treatments are certainly something to look forward to. Are you anticipating new treatments? How are you managing expectations? Let us know on our forums, smanewstoday.com/forums. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.